you have this whole thing for Andrew Jackson that I find completely abhorrent. I know he's like the great hero of the Battle of New Orleans or whatever, which, by the way, a battle he won after that war had already was already over, but thanks to slow communications, he had no idea. But anyway, this is the battle where he makes his name and becomes the national hero and becomes president just in time to establish this Indian removal policy that gets my Cherokee ancestors their whole like land taken away from them and marched at gunpoint by the United States Army across the continent to Oklahoma, where I was born. So in my family, I mean, there's no difference between him and the devil, you know. So I find your Andrew Jackson fixation to be a little off-putting.
I'm just curious how your last trip to Jacksonville went, though.
I don't think I've ever been to Jacksonville. I have been to Andrew Jackson's plantation, though, and I have to say I probably could have been a little more polite to the people working there, you know.
Now, let's talk a little history. If you were going to write a book on New Orleans, are there any events or people that you'd want to write?
Okay, so when I was growing up, my absolute teen hero, I was a trumpet player. So, of course, my hero was Louis Armstrong. So you do have that going for you. And he does have more to do with New Orleans than Andrew Jackson. And there was he would sing that song, That's My Desire. And, you know, there's the part that goes, drink a little glass of wine, gaze into your eyes divine and feel the touch of your lips pressing on mine. And then when he would sing it again, he would say, I feel the touch of your chops all wrapped up amongst mine. And that, I would just puzzle over that because I knew what he did was better writing, you know, but it didn't really jibe with what I was learning in English class. And I still, like, have that kind of in me. Sometimes if I'm writing something and it's too stiff, I think less your lips and more yo chopped, you know?
Absolutely. Let's finish up with, you know, you've done some film work. You've also done some voice work for The Incredibles. Is that something you'd want to do more of?
I really loved that whole experience. I loved every part of it. They cast me in that movie because they liked my public radio documentaries. So the one thing I always hated coming out of public radio was at the end of every session, you have to do all the nonverbal sounds like scream or, you know, sigh, or there were the parts where you just have to make a noise like you're being, like the kind of noise you would make when you're being hit. And I remember I was just so terrible at it, I would say, you're going to have to hit me. And, you know, like, it was such a great experience, partly because writing books for a living, you're just kind of by yourself for your whole life, you know. So it was kind of nice to have this whole social job and to be part of that Pixar experience. And, I mean, I learned so much about the whole process of how those movies get made and the lighting and the music and the technology just kind of, like, you should see the character I played. I had really long, flowing hair, and at that point, the technology wasn't there to make, they didn't have the technology to make that girl's hair. And so the whole process of making the movie almost until the end, my character and all the versions I saw up until, you know, it was done, she was bald because there was this team of guys up in a room somewhere working on her hair, you know. And every so often the producer would go up there and like, how's the hair going, guys? And they're still like, the hair is still theoretical. I mean, it was just such an amazing thing to be part of and to like watch them work.
I think we're going to title this interview "The Hair Is Still Theoretical." Sarah Vowell, author of Unfamiliar Fishes, The Wordy Shipmates, and Assassination Vacation, speaking at Tulane University on April 16th. Thanks so much for speaking with us. It was a thrill.
Oh, my pleasure.